How's it going?
Hey, I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good. I can hear myself.
Yeah, I can hear you. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Ooh.
I've got myself a classic cerveza right here.
How are you today, Shane?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for asking. Yeah, after like a pretty crazy week last week, everything from the vaccine to my little songwriting retreat to catching up on stuff, it's been crazy. But no, this week I'm feeling like a little more relaxed, not as stressed out, so that's good.
Oh yeah, nice and loosey goosey.
Yeah, I like your little Pikachu.
Thank you. I've been playing Pokemon Snap nonstop.
Nice. So. Well, we have a that's one of our special guests is Pikachu, the plush version. But we have a very very special guest, and we don't always have that many guests. But we have Dan Lampton.
Yes, we do.
Formerly of Real Friends, that's where a lot of people know him from.
Mm-hmm. I knew him originally.
Yeah. And if you've been sleeping on his new projects, he's got a new band called Rationale with Joe from Knucklepuck. Couple of lead singers get together making a band. And this is really cool. He's going to come on about a half an hour, and he's going to play us the brand new Rationale track, Never Heard Anywhere Before. The world premiere. He's trusted us with this.
Nobody even mixed it. They just like literally sat in the studio, played it once and said, that's good. We're sending this to the world. Nobody's heard it.
No, nobody has heard this. For real though. Nobody has heard this. So Dan's going to be joining us at about 6:45. But until then, we're going to get into all the records from last week, from this week, the honorable mentions, the whole damn thing.
Bada bing, bada boom. You ready to get into it?
Oh, I'm so ready. Never been more ready. Let's go.
Let's talk about last week. And I think I'd be remiss. We don't really talk about singles from the last week a lot. What'd you think of the new Spirit Box single?
It's great.
It's phenomenal.
I wasn't expecting it though. It's quite poppy, and they've always had elements of poppy, you know, like just really great melodies. When I say poppy, I don't always mean that's a bad thing. Just like really catchy melodies. They've always had that in their music. But I was surprised we got like a structured out, you know, song like that. It had the elements of, you know, Spirit Box musically that you expect, but I thought the structure of the song and vocally was very poppy.
Yeah, I think it was really fun. It's super catchy. Like, that chorus has been stuck in my head all week.
Yeah.
I love it. It's so good.
Yeah. No, I mean, it might be the best song they've released. You know, I mean, obviously Holy Roller and you know, all those tracks are...
Oh, they're all
They're becoming instant classics practically, but I really like this new direction, and I think it's cool. I think now we'll kind of know what to expect from the new Spirit Box full-length whenever that's on its way.
Or they're baiting us, and this is the only song like that, and all the rest is going to just blow us away even further.
Maybe. I mean, it's happened before, but I just like that now we have a bit of a... In my opinion, I think we have a bit of a cross section of what this band really can do, and I'm impressed.
Yeah, I'm here for it. As far as albums from last week, what did you think of the new Royal Blood?
I actually missed that one. It's
it was our number one.
I know it was our number one, and I missed it. And I would really like your take on it. And I definitely maybe I'll dive in again next week with come back on it, because I'd love to hear what your thoughts on it anyway, Mike.
I mean, I thought it was a really fun record. I definitely think the single stood out more than kind of the tracks on there, but I've only listened to it twice. So I kind of want to dive in a little bit more. But overall, it's really well put together. I'm not going to say it's like a super crazy concept album or anything like that, but like all the songs are fun. I can put them on my driving my mom around town playlist. Like, they're great. They're catchy. They're bangers. I don't see anything super wrong with this album. And
yeah,
I think it's great. Anybody should go check it out and pull a few songs.
Awesome. No, the record, part of the reason I didn't get to Royal Blood and the other record, Action Adventure, which I really wanted to check out, and I yep. encourage people to check out. I listened to the Manchester Orchestra record quite a lot.
I assumed so.
And I had to listen to it a couple times because it was at first, mm-hmm. like upon first listen, I wasn't sure about it. It took me yeah. a little time, which as we've talked about before, that's sometimes a good thing. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a great record. I think that there's a lot of emotion in this album. Yeah. And, you know, when I compared it to Cope, the record last week that's got these like mm-hmm. crazy fat...
And the super loud guitars.
Fuzz guitars. Yeah, yeah. You won't find out that on this record.
No.
But
it's
I
very kind of ambient.
It is. It is. And sometimes that, upon first listen, that threw me a little mm-hmm. bit.
I loved it on the first listen, personally. I thought it was great.
No, I not to say I didn't like it. I just, you know, listening to, comparing mm-hmm. it to some of their old stuff. But I that record is really good.
Hell yeah. And did you get a chance to check out the new Gojira?
Only a couple songs. I skimmed through it a little bit. Mm-hmm. Hey, great guitar tones.
Oh yeah. We talked about that last week.
No, all in all, it seems solid to me. Mm-hmm. Didn't give it a thorough deep dive, but yeah, I mean, if you're into heavy music, you really need that one.
Another album I loved. I think it's probably one of the better progressive metal albums so far this year. I don't know if I've decided if it's better than Magma yet. It's pretty close. I think I need to listen to it more and maybe go like Magma into Fortitude and see like, do they hold up? Who knows? I've got to kind of pace it out, but I think it's a solid release and wouldn't be surprised to see it on top 10s. It's really, really good.
Awesome. That's awesome, man. Anything else yeah. that you got
no,
into?
I don't have anything else I really wanted to touch on. Do you?
No, that's about it. That's about cool. it for me. So, yeah, I'm
cool.
I'm stoked.
Me too. I'm stoked for new music this week too.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get into that in just 1 second. Sorry, Dan was just texting me. He's on board. He's coming. We got cool. him in. We're going to have him in about 25 minutes, I think. So we'll get through this top five.
Sweet.
Some honorable mentions. We'll bring him in and we'll listen to some new music from Rationale. Okay, Mike, let's get into this week's top five. I'm ready for it.
All right. This week's top five. So starting out with number five, we've got a new, I'm going to say new to me, metalcore band. This is their fourth album.
Oh, wow.
But it's a band called Ghost Iris and their new release, Comatose.
Yeah, I don't actually know much about this band either. I've heard the name around.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they've been around, this being their fourth record.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't really know much about this band at all.
And neither do I. I've kind of just recently gotten into them with these singles and seeing them putting out music and hearing the name. And from what I've gotten from the singles, they seem kind of like old school metalcore. Like, I'm not going to say like Zao or something like that, but like early 2005-ish metalcore.
Interesting.
From Europe, like kind of like a Heaven Shall Burn almost vibe.
Ah.
But it's got some really interesting modern sensibilities that come through and surprise me, where like all of a sudden I think I'm listening to something like Heaven Shall Burn, stuff like that. And it comes out and I'm like, oh, is this currents? Is this like Time the Valuator? Like, what's going on? And it gets a little proggy. It's very cool. And I think that there's a lot of stuff going on here that anybody who likes any kind of metalcore will really enjoy.
No, absolutely. And they hail from Denmark.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. And yeah, I feel like any band from Scandinavia, you're mm-hmm. going to get a record that sounds really good at least. Like,
oh, yeah.
The production is just there. I don't know. Listen to 1994's At the Gates, Slaughter of the Soul, mm-hmm. which still sounds amazing. And it's,
oh, it does.
What, 25 years old? Yeah. More. And that just gives you a little glimpse into how far ahead Scandinavian production is. So I'll always check out, you know, bands from whether it's Denmark, Sweden, Norway, I'll always check them out just for that alone. But I see here they've toured with Dream Theater and Ginger mm-hmm. and After the Burial. So kind of running the gamut of different
yeah,
kinds of stuff.
100%. And I think that they kind of fit in with all those bands too. They've definitely got some proggy stuff like Dream Theater, and they've got some kind of more standard, I guess, metalcore, heavy metal, like Sirius XM Octane kind of sounds as well. Like, they're doing a real good medley, and I appreciate it a lot.
Very cool. And yes, I should throw that up on the screen so people know what we're talking about. We're talking about the new album, Comatose, from Ghost Iris at number five. Number four.
All right. Number four, going a little bit of a ways from Denmark, we're going to the UK. We've got the new album from Osaya. It's called Loss, and this is a deathcore band. It's the year of deathcore, baby.
That's what you're saying. I'm starting to believe you.
It's what I'm saying. This band's great. They've got a cool color palette. They did purple before it was cool.
Okay. like Beartooth is full on. It was orange. Now it's purple. What's that? Exactly. You're going to, the problem with that is eventually you're going to run out of colors.
You make new colors. So you start using the colors only shrimp can see, right? Because apparently they can see more than us.
Okay. Well, tell me about Osaya, a deathcore band from the UK.
Yep. So these guys have two singles out, The Eye of the Storm and Temporal Punishment. I've loved both of them. It's kind of a newer band to me as well, but they're great. I'd say if you love any of the kind of super techy deathcore, kind of like Enterprise Earth or Signs of the Swarm, you're going to absolutely love this record. It's like the perfect blend of kind of heavy breakdowns, chuggy, and really technical riffs. If this reminds me of anything that's come out earlier this year, it's that Abiotic album.
Okay, yeah.
That we absolutely loved on the show.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be really similar to that, where it's just going to be blisteringly heavy the entire time, but it's different kinds of heavy, so that it kind of keeps you interested, and it's not just constant blast beats to your face.
Yeah, I know, and They reference Shadow of Intent and Ingested. Mm-hmm. I guess there are some features from those bands too, which is cool. I like when there's features in metal. I feel like there isn't always that many. So it's cool when they bring in that. I also feel like the UK traditionally maybe a little unrepresented. In extreme metal, so I'm always interested when you see a band from the UK like Osaya. Very interesting.
100%.
Very interesting. They look pretty badass in their pictures, too.
Oh, they do.
It's good.
So cool.
It's good. Scary guys. All right. I'm ready to move on to number three already.
Oh, are you?
I'm ready if you are.
We're running through these.
It's good.
It's because they're new to those bands. We're going to have a lot to talk about next week because of how good this stuff is.
Sure.
Next one, we've got an EP from a little bit south to us in a really crappy place called Ohio. I'm from Michigan. I can't help but hate on Ohio.
I've called it the worst state many times, and I'm not even from Michigan.
Bad. It's so bad. But like, so it's the new EP, I Won't Survive, from Convictions. They're a metalcore band, if you're not familiar. They're kind of up and coming. I think that they're putting out some really, really great material. Super solid singles all the way around. This EP is called I Won't Survive, though, and it's got, from the singles I've heard, a lot of really kind of deep themes. Like the single, The War That Followed Me Home, is just this absolutely crazy song. It's very, very good if you're not even looking into it, but it's just got this kind of like deep overhanging shadow over the song where it just feels like, I guess that like, ominous presence when you're bringing something inside you everywhere that you go that's dark, and it's super cool. I'm really excited for this EP, though. These are a great bunch of guys. I've met them a couple times being from Ohio. They've played a bunch of local shows and stuff here in Michigan. If you don't know what the band sounds like, I think that this new album is going to be like a nice blend of Currents, Make Them Suffer, and Old Wage War. Super catchy choruses, but definitely not skimping on the breakdowns.
Yeah,
be a good EP.
Their bio on Spotify literally says emotion captured in noise, which I love. I love that. That's that's such a great description, and I love that. That says a little more than like, yo, we're fucking heavy. We're gonna fuck you up, you know. And and the truth is that there is, you know, more than meets the eye to this band, which is all the more reason to check them out, even if they are from Ohio.
Even if they're from Ohio. Devil Wears Prada is from Ohio, so there's some diamonds in the rough.
None of them live there. I don't believe any of them live there anymore. So what does that say?
Oh, it says enough.
Well, that's something, a little side note. Did we talk about the Prada single?
I don't think we did. Do you want to real quick?
Yeah, I'd love to hear. I'd love to hear your take on it.
I loved it. I think it's a great. Obviously, it doesn't sound like Zombie One. It's got different guitar tones. Everything is it's slightly different.
That's okay though.
But yeah, I think thematically it's there, and they captured it really, really well. And I think the writing on this EP is going to be even better than the writing on the first Zombie EP. So
yeah. Well, I'm excited. What I like about it, though, and I thought that this was an important thing, is like, and I'm saying this in the best way possible, the song kind of doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like, it's part into part into part. And that's like what classic metalcore was.
Yeah.
You know, and that's like how, even if you look back at, even before that, if you want to look at, you know, old screamo or emo core or, mm-hmm. or, you know, all those genres of music. I mean, even the first Silverstein record, a lot of it doesn't make sense. It's just like, this is a part that feels right going to another part that feels right. Mm-hmm. And it's very rare to see bands kind of bring that back.
Nowadays, yeah.
You know, typically bands, they start to go, it's more and more structured. They get better and better at writing songs, mm-hmm. and they kind of lose that element. And I thought it was really,
I think it works for them though.
Yeah. I thought it was really interesting. Not only that they did bring that back, but that they were able to, mm-hmm. that they were able to kind of like, dumb themselves down a little bit and like kind of forget what they know, and like
that's
that like, youthful energy, they could leave it there, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I think that's such a good way to do kind of concept EPs and things like this, where you're doing such kind of a very narrow topic, like a zombie outbreak. There's not a lot to talk about there. There's like infection and nighttime and monsters. Like that's it. That's all you got. So you kind of have to tell a story. And I think doing something like that, where you take kind of like a conceptual song structure and you don't come back to anything, leads into telling a story.
Right.
And I think it's a really, really cool way to do things. And I almost wish more bands, like in other genres, like a genre that I think is way overstructured than it needs to be, power metal, should take kind of notes from that and almost write a concept album that's just nothing repeats. And you don't, like, you have a quote unquote kind of chorus section, but I like stuff like that for concepts that just flows. Let it roll. If I want to hear that chorus again, I have to come all the way back around on the EP.
No, I know. It's but would it still be power metal? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know.
but I totally get what you're saying. And I had this conversation with, I believe it was Kyle, a Brand of Sacrifice, mm-hmm. about this very thing, about how deathcore had the same kind of growing pains, where it, like, yeah. Well, for a long time, deathcore was sort of like the butt of everyone's joke, because it was like there were so many bands
breakdown, just heavier breakdown, heaviest breakdown, back to the first breakdown.
Yeah, and it was like, a lot of it was jokey and not serious, and like, mm-hmm. you know, and it was like, yeah, they had to find their place there to make deathcore great again. And as Mike
that's
said,
what's happening this year, baby.
Exactly, it's
Brand
back,
of Sacrifice,
so.
Rung it in.
So there's a couple notes on the new Prada single, which I encourage everyone to check out.
100%.
Let's get to number two.
Let's get to number two. Number two, one of our favorite dudes on this show, Will Gold from Creeper and his side project, Salem, is putting out their second EP, Salem 2. I'm so excited for this. I love this band. The new single, Draculads, is A, amazingly titled, and B, super fun.
Yeah.
I don't like a lot of punk just because I haven't been exposed to it. We've talked about this ad nauseum on the show now. And when kind of a band like Creeper, who's pop punk, has a little side project like this, I find I enjoy the punk a lot more. And this band is just incredible. I love Will's voice. I love the writing on these. I'm super excited. It's so cool.
Yeah. Well, you know, Creeper, I'm a huge fan. They really blew me away with mm-hmm. the last record. I always like Creeper, but the last Creeper record was number one of the year for me last year.
Yep.
I thought it was just really, really, really impressive. So anything Will goes for, I'm going to mm-hmm. be all over, and I'm excited for this a lot. I think it's cool, the elements that they bring in. Like, you can tell it's him, right? But then at the same time, there's a lot of different elements that I find pretty fresh.
It feels fresh, but it's almost kind of like bringing old school punk back too.
Right.
Like, I really get kind of like 80s, 90s DIY punk dive bar vibes from it too. But like all the lyricism is really, really modern, and it's a great combo.
No, 100%. Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's part of why I like the last Creeper record so much, is because of some of the throwbacky stuff. That some of it almost sounded like, you know, you took like a 50s song and you and you did it in a modern way, which a lot of people haven't done.
Super rock opera-y, I think.
Totally, 100%. So I'm super on board for this. I'm really glad that you're mentioning this, because and one other thing too, Mike, is I love that you don't discriminate against a band putting out an EP versus a full length, because a lot of times I feel like EPs can go under the radar.
Like 6 months turnaround time between two EPs, so it's good enough.
Yeah, because you know, obviously, it's a full length record is a big deal or whatever, but but I love the EP format, always have. So I'm glad that, you know, we're shedding some light on this stuff.
100%. EPs are cool.
All right, cool.
Don't hate on them.
Cool. We're flying through it today, which is good, because we've got a special guest, Mr. Dan Lampton of Rationale, formerly of Real Friends, is coming in. He'll be here in about 10 minutes. If we can get to him in 10 minutes, we'll have to hurry maybe for all these honorable mentions.
We don't want to make him
wait. He can wait a second. He's like the nicest, most chilled out dude of all time. He's going to be here. So stick around. We're going to hear the brand new Rationale song, which I've heard. Mike hasn't even heard it yet. So here we go. Very exciting. All right, let's get into the number one record. Before we do that, a quick little reminder of our sponsor up at the top of your screen. Oh, somewhere. I lost it. There it is, rockabilly.com. Head over there. Use promo code SHANE, Shane. That's me. And you can get something real pretty like Mike's wearing.
This nice Somerset shirt. I love the Somerset. Underrated band. They should come back.
Yeah, I feel like they're just gone one day.
Yeah, they really were.
They were like pretty popular, and then it just was like, nope. And I like didn't even hear that they broke up, and it was just like they were just gone. It was super
weird. I think there were some difficulties within the band between members and stuff like that. And they all have their own projects now.
Yeah.
Like I forget the names of them. I know their drummer, she drums in like a couple different bands. Like she's 303's drummer.
Oh, yeah.
And she's been drumming on a bunch of like hip hop artist tours and stuff like that. Cool stuff like that too. So
very cool. Well, no, I'm glad you found something there that you like, and that just goes to show you the kind of diversity they have over at rockabilly.com. Like, where do you get Somerset
Full
merch?
Of Hell, which is Tech Death. I had / Grind. I had Hammerfall, which is power metal, and a little pop punk, some country pop punk.
I love it. Well, there you go. Rockabilly.com. Use promo code SHANE, Shane, for 10% off their already low prices. And we're going to get into the number one record of the week right after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we're back. That's how you do it right there.
It's how we do it.
I'm ready, Mike. Number one.
You ready? All right. I'm ready. We talked a little bit earlier about how it is the year of deathcore. And it still is. Right now, we've got the new album from Darko, their self-titled debut album, coming out. Super, super excited for this. People who don't know, it's Tom Barber from Chelsea Grin. And I want to say his name's Jimmy from Amur, drummer. These guys are incredibly heavy. They are incredibly weird. They're incredibly groovy. And they're incredibly brutal.
Yeah. I just have a hard time with this band because the other Darko from the UK is one of my favorite punk bands. They put out a record that I am absolutely still all about. It's called Bonsai Mammoth, and I have to bring it up every time we talk about Darko USA, even though Darko USA is obviously getting very popular and it's well deserved. I'm still going to talk about Darko UK from time to time. But Mike, there's a lot of really good records this week we've already talked about, and a bunch of honorable mentions, so I'm putting you on the spot a little bit here, but I want to know what it is about Darko US that put them over the top for you to be this week's number one?
So I think they're bringing a lot of cool stuff to deathcore. We've got a lot of great features. We've got Ben Doyer from Shadow of Intent. We've got Nick Arthur from Molotov Solution. We've got Johnny Reeves from Kingdom of Giants, and we've got Courtney LaPlante from Spirit Box. That alone's great. They also love to sample these weird electronic, like 80s B-movie sounding things, which I think is a really cool element to add to deathcore. And these guys are just writing bangers. It's absolutely awesome, and I love it.
Okay.
That's what I got.
Yeah, I can't argue with that, really. No, again, so okay, what is this release called? I missed it.
It's self-titled. It's called Darko.
Called Darko. Okay, well, that's probably why I didn't remember. And this is an EP or full length?
Full length.
So this is, so they've arrived.
They've arrived. Now, they're here to claim the deathcore throne.
Now, obviously, with this kind of a band being in it, they have other bands going on. They're doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, this is the year of side projects because no one's on tour. Everyone's at home. People are bored, finding things to do. Now, I wonder if, you know, you talk about some features, you talk about some popularity they're getting, if this could turn into, you know, a real band. Yeah.
I'm interested right now because I don't think so. I think it might turn into something like Shadow of Intent, how they kind of pull double duty, right? Because Amir and Chelsea Grin are pretty big bands, right? So
they are.
Yeah.
They are. Well, I love it.
I love it too.
Did you say B movie?
I did say B movie. Just
Seinfeld,
like that.
Anyone? I never saw a B movie. I bet it's good.
It's Mimi.
I bet it's good.
All right. We got a bunch of honorable mentions.
Right. I'm ready for it. Let's get into them. And we got.
Do we have time before Dan? I was going to pee real quick, actually.
Yeah, you go ahead. I'll talk to the people for a minute.
Cool.
I can remind them of some things. I feel like Mike pees a lot. Dan is going to be here in a few minutes. He's limbering up right now. And, okay, good. Good. It's not just me. Dan's limbering up to join us. We're going to hear new music from Rationale. The song's a banger. And, I really like this band. Joe from Knuckle Puck is also in this band. He's one of my favorite people, you know, multiple time guest of the show. I've had some good times with Joe as well and Dan, so it's great to see them together, you know, making music for music's sake. You know, they're not trying to make $1 million. They're just trying to put out some awesome, awesome stuff that they care about, and that's what it's all about. So, big fan of Rationale. I can't wait to play you guys the new song. So, just in a few minutes, we're going to get to some honorable mentions when Mike gets back. Refreshed.
We're back. It's that water life, dude.
Okay. Yeah, we were just talking about how much you pee. It's a lot.
I do. I drink a lot of water. I drink like three or four of these a day. So
good. Well, peeing is a great feeling. I thoroughly enjoy it. Another thing too, don't sleep on sitting down when you pee. Don't sleep on it.
I've had those experiences.
It's nice once in a while. I do it. I do it from time to time. Not all the time. Once in a while, I'm like, you know what? I'll take a load off. I'll relax, sit down and pee. Why not?
If I was out and about, I don't think I ever would. But no. If I'm at the home base pee station,
Yeah.
I'll take a sip pee.
For sure. You just scroll through TikTok a couple times while you're peeing. It's great.
Exactly.
Why not? All right. Anyway, let's get into all these honorable mentions. We got a few. Let's bang them out.
All right. Nice and quick. All right. So first up on our honorable mentions, for all of you old school fans, we've got a new album from the Mighty Mighty Bosstones.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo.
Should I go skank?
This is a band that I've never dove deep into.
Should I skank? What was the local band we had on that was so good?
Sorry, Sweetheart.
Sorry, Sweetheart. Yes.
Yeah, some skank core.
Yes, love them. So yes, I'm all for this.
But I love the Mighty Mighty Bosstones. They've always been fun. I've never super dived into their discography. I've seen them at Riot Fest and stuff like that. They're always fun when they come on. Great. Yeah. Really excited for this.
They're great. When was their last record? I want to know. I want to check out. Dude, they changed the Spotify. And it's kind of a nightmare. Oh, it looks like they had one in 2018. They put out a record.
Mm-hmm.
I think. So, okay, cool.
Cool.
That's good. Good. It's not every day they put out a record anyway. So that's a great.
As far as next up, people who don't put out music very often either. I'm really excited for this. This is my favorite pop duo. Ali and AJ are putting out a new album.
I don't know. Ali, do I know Ali and AJ? What is Ali and AJ?
They have a potential breakup song. You remember that?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're fun.
I do. I am remembering this. Yes. Yes. Ali. A-L-Y. Yes. I know this. Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
It's a good time. They're okay. Fun. Next up, we've got a pop punk band called Cold Moon. They're putting out their second album, I think. They either had an EP or an album before this. I've recently found them. They're pretty good. I really like them. Go check them out. We've got a new album from Sumo Psycho. I think that's how you pronounce it, right?
That's right. I just had just had Sky on the podcast last week. Really cool band. If you're into
weird,
yeah, it's like punky, metal-y. Kind of crazy. Weird. Yeah, it's like really like intense. Like it reminds me of like a more modern, like mindless self-indulgence almost. Mm-hmm. Like 100%. It's got this really like sort of spastic ness to it, but they have a lot of substance and a lot of like deep concept work within their music, and they're really close to their fan base.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think this is definitely worth honorable mention at least.
Mm-hmm. Super cool. I wanted to put it on the list, but then I remembered that Salem was putting out an EP. So
yeah,
gotta bump some stuff. But I'm really excited for this. I'm gonna listen to it. One of the first albums, probably. Very excited. And then the last album I want to talk about, we've got a new rock album from Weezer called Van Weezer.
Yes.
They're trying. We know Weezer's normally kind of rock alternative band. They're trying to sound like 80s rock. Real interested to see how this goes. And I like their album at the beginning of the year, so I'm hoping this one's just as good too.
Yeah, it really is a unique thing. You never, you know, you'll hear about a band kind of like dive into maybe a different genre.
Yeah, a little for bit. Like a or second. You have like a hundredth where there's like the slow development. But just straight up switching like this.
Yeah, like straight up switching and calling it this and making kind of like just taking the piss. Like they're not.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's fine. They'll do this, and then the next album could sound like the Blue Album again, and or not, or who knows? It's really interesting, and like how can you not listen to this? You know, you have to check it out.
Oh yeah. And then as far as some honorable mentions for singles, we've got a new single from one of my favorite men in the world, Andrew WK.
Yes,
absolutely love Andrew WK. What a riot that dude. We've got a new single from one of Shane's favorite bands, if not favorite band of all time, Descendants.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's exciting, too. This is not a band that puts out music very often.
No, they announced a full-length album.
It's great. I mean, I totally get it. Had Milo on the show a year ago, and I kind of knew something was coming. And I think especially, you know, it's a prime example of the pandemic life. You know, bringing people together a little bit and realizing like, hey, why aren't we doing this? Let's make some songs. So
exactly.
Yeah. All for it. Very excited.
And I'm excited for it too. This is a band that I was kind of always drawn to when I was trying to get into punk, just because they've got the cute little dude on the albums. And
yeah,
I thought that was interesting. So yeah. I like Descendants. Next up, we've got a new single from the only man that Ronnie James Dio himself has ever said he enjoyed a cover of one of his songs. Howard Jones and Light the Torch is putting out a new single off their forthcoming album.
There you go. Must have been the Holy Diver cover.
It was.
Yeah. Like, right on.
That's one of the best covers to ever be made.
Yeah, Light the Torch been making some waves recently. I think feel like they came out side project, a lot of hype, had a bit of a slow start. Now, I believe they were number one on Octane last week. So they're, you know.
Now that Howard's officially done with Killswitch, full time Light the Torch, I think this project's finding new life, and I'm really excited for all of it.
Yeah. All right.
Next up, we've got three kind of personal favorites from me. We've got a new track from metalcore deathcore band Loon, L-U-N-E. These guys are super cool, super technical, super heavy. I'm hoping they announce an EP or something like that soon. Absolutely love these guys. We've got a new single from Yonaka, which is this super cool kind of like post-punk pop electronic project. I don't really know how to describe it. They're super cool. Very similar kind of to Sumo Psycho. A little bit less metal, but very, very good. Love these guys. And then one of the albums that I'm most excited for this month, we're getting the last single from Vola, V-O-L-A, which okay. is a progressive metalcore band. I absolutely love these guys to death. They've never put out a bad track. These guys are just absolutely incredible and one of my favorites. And I would be a little surprised if this album isn't in my top 10 at the end of the year. Sweet. That's how good I'm like, how good I think it's going to be.
Wow. So. All right, cool.
That's all I got.
All right. I love it. Well, look at this. We're right on schedule. The man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Dan Lampton. He's coming into the stream. Are we ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
Are you chat, give. He's shaking his head. I can see him already. He's shaking his head. Hey, there he is. Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hello? What's going on?
I think it is.
I hear you.
Hell yeah. I brought a beer too. Shane had a beer, ooh, so I wanted one.
Oh, it's a very high nice. Life. That's what I usually
champagne
drink.
Beers.
But I went with the Tecate today.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, there's probably some Mexican in me somewhere. Way, way, way back. I don't know. Right?
Who knows?
I think so. Who knows?
We'll see.
Who knows? How's it going, Dan?
Good. I'm gonna be honest with you. Today is my first day quitting smoking cigarettes, and
congrats.
I'm feeling a little spacey, but I'm trying to be here and present, and you know that habit sucks, so I'm glad to hopefully be done with it.
Good, yeah,
cool.
Good for you.
Proud of you.
Good for you, man. Yeah, no, it's the drinking won't help. I think
no, but one beer I'll allow myself. But right, no, yeah. If I have any more than that, I'm just gonna be, you know, I'll go to the convenience store across the street and just buy a pack. No,
there you go.
Terrible.
There you go. Welcome, and I see some of your fans here all in the chat. I mean, I know you're like the man on Twitch. You like actually gave me some pointers when I was starting up, Dan. So how's that going with all the streaming you've been doing?
Good, good. I mean, just trying out different things, you know, because then I see all the other musicians that come onto Twitch and it's nice to be like challenged and stuff, you know, because you do stuff like Lead Singer Syndrome. There's like this wildlife on Twitch now that does their own like Name That Riff game show.
Super fun. I've been playing it a little bit.
Hell yeah. Yeah. And I've been trying to do like some music myself and, you know, some art and, you know, switch it up from the games and stuff, you know, and just have a little bit more content available there.
Totally. I think that's been the really, like, that's kind of what got me into Twitch originally, because, you know, for years, like I was talking to Matt Hafey, you know, Trivium, he's like the guy that brought music to Twitch, super famous on here. But you know, and like, he was the first one to say, like, dude, you don't have to play games. I play games sometimes, but you don't have to. But it seemed like for a while there was like a little bit of a stigma. Like if you're not playing games, like you're not like a real one or something like that. And now it's like cool. It's like cooler if you don't almost, because there's so much the platform can do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I remember when they first started implementing like the IRL and the just chatting and stuff and getting a lot of people doing like more, I guess, video blog style stuff. And that was huge. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure there were people with pitchforks out just ready to get pissed and upset at the first thing. The first sign of change.
Yeah. Yeah. People were not happy when that stuff first started happening. I think it was like maybe 5 years ago. But it's really become kind of a thing that's just normal for Twitch now, especially more so with what's been going on the last year and a half. It's really like kind of come into its own as its own little sub community too.
Yeah, I want to say just chatting is like the biggest category on Twitch now, or at least top three. It has to be.
Yeah. No, it's
it definitely crazy. Depends on like what's going on and stuff like that, as far as like esports events and stuff too, because that normally draws in huge crowds. But I think whenever like nothing's going on, just chatting is always up there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, 100%. And the link to Don Lumps, that's Dan Lampton's Twitch right there. Make sure you type that into another browser. Give him a follow right now. Give him some love. Of course. So let's talk music. You got a new-ish band called Rationale that, you know, obviously Joe from Knuckle Puck's a part of it. Good friend of mine, good friend of the show. How did this band form? How exactly?
Joe and I were hanging out, smoking weed one day. And then it was just kind of like, hey, we hang out all the time. And like, why don't we also like write some music together? Just see what happens, you know? And this is back in like 2014. It had been, about like a year and some change after we originally started the band that we were actually able to put music out just because of the different schedules and stuff with everything in it. Cause I was in Real Friends at the time, you know, Joe and Ryan are both in Knuckle Puck and then Ryan's also in Home Safe as well.
Right.
So it's a lot to, it was a lot, especially at the time, to juggle.
100%.
Awesome. So with this band, like what's the approach? Cause you know, a lot of times, like when you have established bands, like Knuckle Puck is, Real Friends was, you put out multiple albums, you come together. Do you have a conversation like, this is what I want to do and this is what I want to do, and you kind of like bang your heads together? Or do you just literally get in a room and just smoke weed and write and kind of see what comes out of it?
I think a lot of times it's either me bringing a song or Joe bringing a song, and then we kind of like fiddle with it, play with it. Oh, the cat's in here. Now you want to come up here? Say hi. Sorry, if I don't do this, she's going to get on the keyboard and I'll log out of the chat somehow.
Oh, I like it. Cinco de Meow.
We are pro cat here.
Cinco de Gato. But yeah, it'll usually be where like I bring a song or Joe brings a song. Even this time, Ryan wrote an entire instrumental and brought it for this upcoming batch of songs that we're doing and recording right now. And then it'll always be someone brings it, and then there's like editing and paraphrasing and just, you know, general like tinkering and messing around with, you know? And I mean, I think at the beginning of the year, I had like written out like a 6-month plan, just kind of like, hey, these are some things like I'd like to accomplish this year, you know, get some more songs out, maybe work on some video work, get, you know, do some more press stuff as well, which this would be part of it. Thank you all for having me. and I think more of the conversations about stuff was kind of like how we want to approach certain business things. And then the music stuff kind of, stayed the same that as it always has.
Yeah, no, 100%. And Mike and I were just talking about how, you know, as bad as 2020 was in so many ways, it also did some amazing things with getting some music, you know, written, getting some projects off the ground, because people had time, you know, from touring or from other things. And it was like, hey, well, I've got this riff, I've got this song, I'll pass it to my friend. And there's been so many great collaborations, you know, that have happened. And your band is one of them.
Oh, I appreciate that.
100%.
Now, it's been good to actually have the time to commit to it, you know, and where everybody, you know, everybody's kind of in the same spot. So it's like, yeah, like you said, like, why not be working on this? And, you know, because Joe's been working on Knuckle Puck stuff simultaneously, same with Ryan, and they've been doing like Home Safe. Ryan just went and recorded a solo record out in Jersey as well. So it's like there's so much time to do a number of things. Like Rationale doesn't necessarily have to be the main focus and of all of our attention and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I love that. Well, we got a song.
We do.
There's a new song. Now, I want to play this for the people. I have it here queued up. Here we go. We are going to play the brand new song from Rationale. Hopefully this one works.
Many people that wouldn't surround me if I wasn't making them any money. There's all of these people I know wouldn't come near me if I wasn't giving them any money, any money. that we had it. But I guess that these feelings are bad for business. You think that they planned it, as if there's incentive for interaction, which makes me believe that there's so many people that wouldn't surround me if I wasn't making them any money. There's just so many people I know wouldn't come near me if I wasn't making them any money. You know there's so many people that wouldn't come near me.
There it is.
There were no breakdowns.
The whole thing was a breakdown. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
Oh, true.
Yeah. I broke down emotionally.
Oh, that's perfect. No, I definitely got that part. I love the song, dude.
I love the song. And the song is, when is this coming out officially?
We're hoping for Friday that all the streaming services will put it out there into the world.
Wonderful. Well, I think it's a banging song.
Yeah, I like
it. And I really wanted to ask you about the lyric, which comes up a couple times, which is, you know, I don't overbate them, but basically no one would give you the time of day if you weren't making them any money, right?
Yeah.
Which mm-hmm. seems like a direct music industry you. And it's
really not. No, it's not. Okay. We've had this song for the most part done since 2018, the instrumental mm-hmm. since the beginning of the band. So like 2014, Joe had come to me with like this instrumental. We chopped it up, edited it, added vocals and demoed it in 2018. And it was about my retail job. And having to deal with a lot of not so nice customers and stuff, where it's just like, I wouldn't be here if I needed money, and none of these people would be talking to me if I wasn't making them money or making them look good. Mm-hmm. And then the customers obviously wouldn't be there unless they were spending money, you know? So it's just the only thing putting all of these people in this room or in this building is money. And there can be authentic and genuine interactions and friendships built from that and made from that. But like, sometimes just now you feel like a hollow shell sometimes, just being mm-hmm. like, only reason I'm here is for a paycheck, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. That is really kind of deep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I figured this was like going to be the whole thing about your real friends and that you guys got too corporate or, you know, and you know, that whole thing. So it's really quite interesting that it's that take, but that reminds
just
me almost a little
entitled
bit of
people. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
It We've reminds all me a little dealt bit with of, those kind of people.
100%. It reminds me of the IKEA guy on TikTok.
He is so funny. Oh my God. Have you seen that, Dan?
I have not. No, I haven't gotten on TikTok yet. I follow two people on there. I'm bad about it.
No,
it's just another thing for me to stress out about.
I know. Yeah. And I just got TikTok like a week ago, literally. But I found this from people sharing it on other.
Yeah, that's how I got
platforms.
It, too. That's where I get my TikToks. TikTok.
Yeah, I know. If TikToks are good enough, they end up on Instagram.
Exactly.
So
this one's good enough. It's actually pretty funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was a TikTok though recently. Somebody from my Twitch chat showed it to me, or like they tweeted it at me, and it was something where like some dude was listing off pop punk vocalists that he would fight and then got to me and was just like, "Oh, I'd feel bad. He's a softie." And I'm just like, I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah, when you end up on a most punchable face list, you're like, what? Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very funny.
That's good.
Man. Well, congrats on the new song.
Uh-huh.
If I can play it, if I can figure out how to play it, I will play it again with some decent sound. But if it sounds great underwater, it'll sound great not underwater.
Exactly. I can't wait to hear it with the real mix.
And I'm loving it. So what are the plans? I mean, do you guys is this just going to be a single? Are you going to be putting out an EP? Are you going to have a full length? Are you going to be trying to do shows? What's the next step?
We don't know yet. That's the thing. We're just kind of playing it all by ear. It's just kind of like, just see how it goes. Don't necessarily stress out too much. Put out a song here and there. We have one batch of songs that is done, mixed, mastered, recorded. I mean, you just heard one. And then we've got another batch of songs that we are currently finishing up, putting the bow on top, tracking, recording, all that good stuff, to then add to these batches or to this batch of songs. So we're going to see what happens, but for the time being, we're just putting out some songs and having a good time. And as far as shows go, I'd love to play some shows. We had some shows booked for right before the pandemic that weren't affected by the pandemic. They were actually affected by Knuckle Puck Recording 2020. Because that had taken a little bit extra time than they originally anticipated and scheduled for. And it was just kind of too much going on for us to play a show and for it to be good and enjoyable, you know? But I think the main thing right now is that Knuckle Puck and Home Safe are the ones that go out and get some money and tour and make their living. And then once that is accomplished, then I'll feel good about, you know, us being able to play and do some more stuff.
Something. Yeah, absolutely. Well, with you know, your approach to this music versus how it was with Real Friends, where you have, you know, you're on Fearless Records, and Fearless isn't a major label, but they're about as big an independent label as it gets.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of pressure there. Was it refreshing kind of going in with your buddies and just making music for music's sake and not having to worry about like, oh, well, what's our first week number going to be or whatever?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, and I'm not trying to necessarily knock anybody here, but I think sometimes like the label, like the pressure that I put on myself caused a lot of anxiety, you know, cause like you're saying, like first week numbers, but then it's also like, I don't want to let, the people in Real Friends down with some of that stuff. I don't want to let the label down who's paying for it and stuff. And like, it's just more so pressure that I was putting on myself. So then to be able to then get in a room with Joe and Ryan and work on these songs, just kind of like, yeah, we do it at our pace when we can. And if it's not the biggest thing in the world, it doesn't matter, you know, cause this is just to be able to get this out in the world and just for more of the music's sake, you know,
100%. 100%. I love it. For sure. Having you on here, man. This is great.
It sounds like a really organic process, and I always appreciate when stuff's like that.
Yeah, I will say it takes a long time. Mm-hmm. It takes a long time because, like I said, like this song, Incentive, we've had since the band started, you know, and now it's seeing the light of day, you know, 7 years later.
You can really tell the effort, though, and like all the little tweaks and things you guys have done, they really pay off. And all the singles that you guys have put out recently, and this one's coming out on Friday, they sound super refined and just absolute bangers all around.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, you can't sometimes though, like if you want to make meaningful, real music, you kind of can't rush it. You know, I mean, I feel like there's like two types of songs. There's the song that like just kind of comes out right away and you don't even have to think about it. And then there's this like 90% of the other songs that you really have to work for. And those ones, like if you try to force it or you just try to like just at some point, like it gets tiring and you say, oh, well, it's good enough. Those songs always suck, you know,
or it doesn't get used, you know,
or it ends up getting, and then you've just wasted your time anyway. So I'm really, really excited to hear, you know, the body of work, you know, like, if we could get a full length album, that'd be great.
However it comes out.
Yeah. Because that I think will then we'll really hear kind of what, you know, what you're trying to say, what you guys are, have been trying to do for such a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, the nice thing about this, at least, though, is I feel like thanks to the pandemic, we were able to get stuff together quicker than we normally would, because there was like a 4-year gap between our first two EPs, really, yeah. Just because of the schedules and stuff. So we just had some more songs lying around. And then I think also in this batch of songs were some of the quickest written songs, which I would hope it doesn't seem to suffer because we didn't spend as much time on it, but I'm really pleasantly surprised with what we were able to throw together and the speed that we were able to throw it together. You know, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got a fan question here. When do we get Dan hair care tips?
Ooh,
you don't want that. You don't want that. I can go to the bathroom and grab my my products, but sometimes I'll put hairspray if like it doesn't stay up all the way like it is now. But I actually just wash it with shampoo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wear a hat. That's my main hair care tip. If anyone's looking for hair, it always works. Very consistent too when you wear a hat.
Oh, yeah.
It's just always the same. But I don't ever wash my hair.
Ever?
In fact, once a year.
Okay.
My hair doesn't get greasy. Really ever. It's been under a hat. So like, it's pretty much always going to be like this. If I wash it, it just gets really, really, just fluffy. Like to the point where it's kind of unmanageable.
Voluminous.
Yeah. No, just like fluffy, just kind of like everywhere. So I literally never wash my hair ever. I can't remember the last time I washed my hair right now. I don't think I've washed it the entire pandemic. Maybe once, because I got some paint in it I was painting.
So you weren't kidding about once a year. You were. That was not hyperbole.
No, I'm serious.
That's so sick.
Yeah. I love it. I just don't have to. but I've heard that it's like a thing where if you just stop washing your hair, you don't have to anymore, because what happens is like the shampoo and the products, they like strip away the moisture or whatever, and then it kind of ends up like just making it dirty. Kind of the same way that if you use like chapstick all the time, your lips start getting drier and then you rely on it. It's kind of like that same approach. So no, yeah, I'm imagining Shane
using the excuse of like to get out of something. He's like, I've got to go wash my hair. And it's like actually a big deal for him. It's something he has to do once a year. Like,
no, I'm serious. I almost never wash my hair. Almost never.
So, I respect you for it.
Yeah. So I know you were looking for a Dan hair care tip. You just got Shane saying some weird shit, which happens around here.
I have been washing my hair less on recommendation of one of my friends, you know, because they were saying it helps with the curls. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, I do mine like 3 times a week, maybe max. That's about it.
What about the beard?
Every other day.
The beard is a little different. I try and do it less because you want like the good facial oils and stuff to like stay in there. So that's maybe like, I would say probably about the same, like 2-3 times a week. You just kind of feel it out.
Yep. I don't really ever wash my beard. I guess I wash my face and then it kind of gets like washed.
Does the same thing.
Yeah.
But yeah. When I grow a beard, see, it gets really puby. So I got to be in the mood for a beard, you know? Yeah.
I feel like I've seen you rock a pretty thick beard. Like I feel like there's a picture of you with a really nicely trimmed up beard, just big tooth smile, like the Dan Lanfin smile. And I feel like you could do it.
Yeah, but it's just like, I gotta be in the mood. I gotta be in the mood for it. It's just, I don't know.
I found it. It's this picture from Rock Sound. You're wearing a gray Things Could Be Worse shirt.
You can share your screen, Mike.
Oh, I could.
Let's see it. What'd you find?
Let me see. Share my screen.
I might know what picture it is. Am I wearing sweatpants?
Entire screen. There we go. I can't tell. There we go. Can you guys see?
Oh, I wouldn't really call that a beard. That's just me being lazy for like a week or two.
It's pretty full. Let's see.
Pretty beardy. Right there. Which one? No, underneath.
This one. Oh, yeah.
That one's pretty good.
Oh, that's the last. Right. Yeah, that's the last beard I had.
It's pretty good.
Or one of the last ones. The really gnarly one.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's that that Colombian, the Colombian jeans I got.
Yeah, it's working. Yeah. It's like a cross between Jesus and Pablo Escobar right there.
Yeah. Nice and full. Nice there and full. That's good. We got Dan's beard for everybody.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, people say, how do you all not wash your hair often? I didn't wash mine for a day and it's greasy as fuck. Well, I'm telling you, just stop altogether. Maybe it'll get greasy, but then it'll just be fine for like a year and you'll never have to wash it. At least me, I never have to wash my hair ever.
See, everybody's different.
Mine loses its body after I don't wash it for a while and it gets like really, I don't know. I may, maybe, you know, it's darkest before the dawn, but I don't know. For me, it gets pitch black.
Hmm.
Bleak.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, there we have it. Well, the new Rationale single is coming out this Friday. It's called Incentive, and it's a banger. And we just heard it in perhaps not full stereo. Perhaps it sounded like a 96K MP3 file through only one side, but...
We'll cross it over and make it sound good on the real.
It sounded amazing in my headphones. I'll tell you that. Like I had the full experience over here, so at least one of us had it. But I apologize, Dan, for not being able to figure out that audio for you. But,
yeah, it's all good. It'll be corrected on the podcast. Everybody, promise me you'll listen to it in podcast form.
It'll be on the podcast, and then it'll be up on streaming services wherever.
Make sure when it comes up on the podcast, you go to the streaming service too, and you play it at the same time. If you can, different streaming service, maybe YouTube somewhere, just so we get those spins up for the boys.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Play it on repeat while you slumber. Okay. Exactly. We got to get those numbers up. The bigger the numbers, the more like we are to get a Rationale full length real soon.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true, but it can't hurt.
We'll see. Wink.
Very, very nice.
Awesome.
Well, make sure everybody you follow Dan as well on over on his stream.
Yep.
Over at Don.
Great
Lumps.
Content
I had,
over there.
I had the link. I think probably if Tony's still here, he'll throw it up for me. But
no, Tony's on his own stream now.
Oh, did he leave us again? He likes.
Yeah, he's got his community night.
Oh yeah, it is a good time. He plays some good games on there. But yes, it's Don Lumps. Where did this Don Lumps thing come from anyway?
From Knuckle Puck. Funny enough, it was. Again, it involved marijuana, and we were in Nick's basement. It was me, Nick, Kevin, and Joe, and then it was Nick and Kevin bouncing around, just like saying my name in different ways, and then we settled with Donnie Lumpkins, and then Joe was just in the corner giggling the entire time, and then I tried to make a Twitch username, and I tried using Donnie Lumpkins because that's my Twitter name. Somebody had, for whatever reason, decided, hey, I'm a fan of Real Friends. Let me steal their front man's username. they're never going to come on Twitch. Who fucking cares? Yeah. And then I came on Twitch. It was pretty pissed. So my Twitch username was everybody took my usernames for a little bit. Then I just shortened Donnie Lumpkins into Don Lumps.
It's nice. Yeah. It's catchy. It's easy to share with your friends. I like it.
Somebody was on this stream. Like last week with the name Shane Told, just with two A's. Like, okay.
It's just be original, people. Be original.
Exactly.
I'll tell you the funniest thing, though. We did a live stream, and I was able... So it was one of the ones where, it had, comments, and you could comment while it was, happening. So I wasn't on there in the comments, but you could just put in, whatever name you wanted to have. So somebody put in Shane Told, and before the stream happened, they were like, thanks everybody for coming. I hope you enjoy the stream. And then so we start playing, and the second it's over, the person on the live stream writes,
Thank you, everybody. That was really fun. Check out our new like you know whatever. Album Redux or something. I'm like, what? Who is this?
No, that's so dangerous because what if that person started saying like creepy shit to people?
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. And stuff like that. Like there was a time actually. This reminds me. A little earlier on in Real Friends, we would. You know, just tweet out, and which thinking back on it now, pretty dangerous to do this. And I don't know why people did this, but we were like, tweet us your phone number and we'll call you, you know, just like being bored in the van and shit.
Uh-huh.
And then we would like sometimes call people and be like, hey, like, has Real Friends called you yet? Like, I'm just going through the replies and like calling people, or we'd like, you know, we'd like mess with people, prank call them and stuff. But
pretty great.
There was somebody that was then texting those numbers, just a random person saying that they were me stuff, which then I took wild offense to it because it's just like, like you could be asking people for inappropriate pictures. You could be saying inappropriate things to people all under the guise that you are me, you know? And then it's just like, what the hell is, you know, why can't you have your own identity? God damn it.
Yeah.
No, I think for my experience, I had like the best catfish ever. Like I got a dude or a girl, whoever was like actually helping me promote my career. But no, it's true. I had the same thing happen on Snapchat. In fact, I signed up for Snapchat because somebody had my, like Shane Told, which is my thing on everything, had it on and was doing creepy shit on Snapchat, and I found out about it. So I went on there and I got the douchiest username ever, which was the real Shane Told. just to be very clear that there, you know, and then I barely use Snapchat because it was weird, but I only got on there just so that, you know,
you could put it out there and be like, this is really my Snapchat.
Yeah.
Like, other ones are real.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, it's true though, man. That's, I feel like nowadays people are more in tune with what people can, not only can do, but will do. And that's, you know, good now that people are, you know, more in tune. Cause I wouldn't have even thought about that. The Twitter thing. I wouldn't even thought about that being possible, but crazy.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. Well, Dan, should we let you go?
Sure. I will go off into the wild to keep not smoking cigarettes. I need everybody to cheer me on.
Please. Yes.
I'm cheering you on, dude. Yeah, sending good vibes your way.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, stay on that, Dan. And one more reminder for everybody on Friday to check out the new Rationale single, Incentive, which it bangs.
Certified banger. It's certified going right banger on my playlist.
I love
it. Oh, yeah. We need those Dan playlist plays. I'm terrible about Spotify with this band.
Yeah, it's a weird new thing, right? Still kind of like it's, you know, we didn't grow up with that. So
yeah. I want to be a famous playlister. Like, I want that to be my job.
Oh, yeah.
Just famous playlister, just billionaire because of playlists.
Hey, that'd be cool. Know, stranger things have happened.
Yeah.
You can call yourself like a playlist sommelier, like the wine person, right? You know what I'm talking
God
about?
Yeah.
Like, you just,
and this curate. Is, yeah. Okay.
My new mind career is racing
with Let's possibilities.
All right. Well, Dan, thank you so much, man.
Thank you for having me.
Take care, man.
Thanks, bud.
We'll see you later.
Hiya.
Doodles.